What I have gained through Dr. Hawkins' work is a relief, a release of everything that I used to think was my problem. My whole life I thought was my problem. And just the simple recognition that most of the problem with my life as my problem was somebody else's problem. It was always being interfered with by somebody else's problem. I couldn't just let everyone on this beautiful, wonderful little planet that we have here, like Dr. Hawkins says, where everything here on this sphere by divinity has been placed here as the training ground, the consciousness training ground from about 0 to 600. It's ideally suited for it, okay? And it's all here in its splendid beauty. And giving up my sentimentality and giving up my pettiness and giving up my demands that the universe be different than it is and giving up my need to be right about all things and giving up my need to see anything as evil and giving up my need to have something outside myself adjust itself to make me happy. And giving up my constant need to be needy. My constant need that just feeds on itself to be needy. It is such a freeing device. And recognizing how much of what I buy into and causes me stress and pain, I don't even have to get any of that on me at all. It has nothing to do with me. It's me buying in to the gravity of the ego. It loves it. And if you get real quiet, you finally hear that sucking sound that is the ego, needing something else, wanting something else, ringing your bell for something else, telling you that you don't have quite enough yet, that life and the universe is not safe beyond anything else I want to tell you. The ego wants to tell you that life and the universe is not safe. And I have two words to say about death, since that seems to be the big worry. It's safe. So once realizing that, and I realized that on a deeper level with Dr. Hawkins and being around him, is once one realizes that, then one can step out boldly in whatever integrous direction they want to take. And wherever their heart is calling them to go, and drop all the chains of all of those things that they believe are holding them back, because they're not, only by your choice, okay? Nothing is holding you back but your faith in your divinity.
Nico just spoke of stepping out boldly to wherever your heart is calling you. Where is your heart calling you? If you're not sure, perhaps you'd like to reflect on your life, noting what most moves you, what most inspires you. Going back to your early childhood and into present day, and marking any areas of life you are most drawn to can prove to be helpful. Part of the courage to step boldly rests in putting out our spiritual intentions, then surrendering them to the divine, having faith that all will occur just as it should. In this session, Dr. Hawkins expands on the power of surrendering, surrendering to the silence, and surrendering our desires. He ends his sessions providing you with a pearl, the most powerful and accessible tool at your disposal as you continue on your journey of enlightenment.